Fred Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm at Uni Cinema Network, the co-production market, and I'm with Logan Kibbens and Felipe Viepa, respectively director and producer of Operator, which is one of the projects selected at this year's Uni Cinema Network. So welcome, guys. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So Logan, if I read correctly, this is going to be your first feature film, because you come from advertising, like you were you have been a commercial editor, and you've done a lot of short films. And from what I read, you work on visual arts as well, so you sort of integrate the two things. So how did Operator come to life, or is coming to life?
Sure, yes. I've been working in film for almost 20 years, and I've made a number of short films. And I worked as a projections designer in theater, so I would collaborate with a lot of artists and make these visual montages that went into their pieces. And Operator also has some visual montages that I feel work in a similar way. And I had just made over 50 short films, so I felt that it was time to make a feature. And I had an idea for this project, and, you know, it does have a technology basis, and it is about these ideas, but it's also mostly about a relationship between a young married couple who are changing so much individually that they're in fear of growing apart and breaking apart their marriage. And I actually co-wrote the film with my wife, who, exactly, who's also an artist. So we are very intimately connected with the idea of growing very much individually, and also intimately connected with the idea of what that can do to your marriage. So we wanted to tell a story of that idea with a little bit of a spoiler for the film, the relationship working out in the end, and seeing what that was like on screen.
I sort of like that. So, Felipe, when did you get involved in the project, and what was the first thing that hit you that made you decide that you wanted to do that?
It's a great question. So I first got involved in the project about a year ago. A fellow producer of mine sent me the project, was just a little busy, and she was like, give this a read. And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with Logan and with Sharon, her wife and co-writer. You know, it's sort of like, it uses technology that is present day, that is like our environment right now, and it uses that to talk about, very honestly, about relationships. And yeah, they do end up together in the end, so I really love the idea that it's not about just like, oh, it doesn't work, go find another person. It's about like, how do we make it work when you love someone, like when you don't want to go away, when you want to figure out, you know, you really loved each other before, like what's changed and how do we fix it? And I really love that. I think that's very brave for a movie to do. I think it's very brave for a storyteller to do. So I wanted to be a part of such a brave exploration of people and relationships.
My wife and I talked about starting the film where most romantic comedies end, which is after they've gotten married. And the movies always say, oh, it's fine, it's easy after that. But we know that it's not easy after that. So we're interested in showing the repercussions of that and what it's really like to be in a relationship.
Yeah, plus from what I read, what I got from the synopsis, it's just that sometimes, especially now that we all want to fulfill our desires and what we want to be life. Yeah, that's something that you have to like try and combine with your other desires, your love life, and you want to share your life with someone, but still you want to do something. Yeah, we want to make your own, and that's the most difficult thing at the moment. I mean, I think about it all the time.
It's what you were saying when we first sat down about how we all have multiple jobs and we're always working and there's barely any downtime, and it's hard enough to keep up with how you yourself have changed, much less asking somebody else to see that for you and still love you. So,
If I'm not wrong, this is one of the projects that come from the partnership that New Cinema Network has with Sundance Institute, because you were selected by the Sundance Institute. Is that right?
Yeah. The Operator has gone through the Sundance Producing Summit. It's gone through the Writers Lab. We've also been a part of a project called Film Independent. They have this project called Fast Track. So it's another organization that's been behind us, and Sundance and Fast Track have been super, or Film Independent have been super supportive, and yeah, Sundance sent us this, you know, they told us go to Rome and like go meet all these amazing people, and so we were like, yeah, let's, yes.
So what do you think about New Cinema Network so far? How is it going? And from this noise, As you can hear, we're like surrounded by people talking about their film to potential co-producers.
I mean, this is our first moment here, but it seems very exciting, and it's wonderful to get to meet international filmmakers. That we're all trying to do the same thing, and I think the best part of this is that we are a community, so it's always nice to meet a broader community of that. We know a lot of the people from the States, but to now meet other people from other countries is wonderful, and there's so much similarity in what everybody is pursuing. So,
what are you you're looking, obviously, for a co-producer. What are your... Who are you going to meet here? Like, I don't want to know the names, but still, what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think we're also trying to meet, you know, a lot of English-speaking co-production companies, just because it's, you know, it's a film brand in English. But I think we're open to co-productions with other countries that want to break into an American, you know, independent film market. Like, in America, independent film is an industry. It's not just part of an industry. It's its own thing. It's entirely, it's got its own audience, it's got its own outlets to show films. We have so much infrastructure for that. So I think that there's a lot of co-productions happening internationally, and I think, you know, more of them are welcomed to come to help us here in America, too. We want it. We love it. And we all want to be international filmmakers. No one wants to just be in their country. And so I think it's exciting for anyone who wants to break into the indie film scene in America and in New York and California and all those cool places.
I think European films have done such a wonderful job historically of telling these naturalistic, truthful relationship stories. So this is a little bit a European film inside of an American model, because we are playing with the conceit of a romantic comedy, but within that it's really about delving deeper into these naturalistic connections, and it's about the main character wanting to feel connected but being afraid to feel connected, so he hides himself through technology, which is a very American thing, but probably, hopefully, a very universal thing as well. So,
yeah, I think this might be the best thing about being in a co-production market, a European co-production market, because even if you don't get a co-producer, like, you'll be able to talk about your film and maybe make some changes or have some new ideas. Like, you still have time to do that, so...
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great to just be able to pitch the film to multiple people and see what the reaction is. Because hopefully, as I said, we're making a universal project about connecting with people. So
if everything goes right and you find a co-producer, when do you plan to shoot it?
We'd like to be shooting it next year in the spring in Chicago. The film takes place in Chicago. We'd like to, for the rest of this year, be setting everything up, putting everything together, and be ready to go as soon as it gets a little warmer in Chicago.
You're right. I've never been there, but I know that it's pretty cold.
I'm from Michigan originally, and it's basically buried in snow for 8 months of the year. So whenever Chicago's ready for us to make the film and it becomes beautiful and sunny again, that's when we'd like to be there shooting.
Okay, so I will wait impatiently till next year to watch the film, because I'm very interested into it. That's why I'm here. Good luck. Well, I hope you find everything you want, like, from everything, from the film and in life.
Well, I wish exactly the same for you, and thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
Congratulations for being able to work with your wife. I could never do that.
It's been an interesting process. We said at the beginning that it's very good that we learned how to fight together as a couple before we became a writing team, because that's a part of both relationships.
So thank you, Logan Kivens and Felipe Dieppa, for being with us with their project Operator. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival and the New Cinema Network, the co-production market for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.